The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
Blowing out of the backfield, exploding down the sideline.
This is Hanging with the Boys, presented by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Now, your hosts, Nate Newton, Kurt Daniels, Jesse Holly, and Shannon Gross.
Welcome, Victory Monday!
Yeah!
Looking live at a very, very blue hue to the camera today, the outside view. But you're looking live at Tostitos Championship Plaza outside Ford Center at the Star, Frisco, Texas, where it's 57 degrees. The high today is 59. The low is 41. And
he is Kurt. That is Nate. You are Shannon. In the back, we got our boy Chris Beam keeping us live and on air. I am Zaddy Holly, the one and only. But together, we make Hanging with the Boys the sports talk equivalent of Braille. People
feel us, baby,
when we speak.
Yeah.
Brought to you each and every day by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
Wait. Oh, it's a wing. It's somebody wounded with some wings.
Boy.
Yeah, it's some wounded wings.
Things finally get interesting over the weekend.
It did.
Yesterday. Go ahead, Jesse. Just keep winning, Cowboys. Go ahead and
just
pat
keep
yourself
winning.
On the back, Jesse.
No need.
Just keep winning.
The 49ers look unbeatable.
No need to do.
Man, 49ers ain't nothing.
Tell it like you see it, huh?
That's all that I can do.
49ers ain't nothing.
What games you watch? He ain't watching.
Hold on, he was in the yard. He was in the yard working.
You have to watch these games. I only worry about what's over there in my house. Mm-hmm. It's the Cowboys. I just worry about in my house. One, two, three.
There you go.
I'm going to give his pats on the back, but I
don't know if it gets much more physical than getting the head of security for the other team to get in your face because your players are mistreating their players so bad. I mean, I've never seen that before.
Shout out to Cave. Tell Cave we need to get him on the sideline and get him into action, too.
Oh.
If that means getting somebody, one of their best players thrown out, listen, Cave, you got a job to do, my boy. Like, you got to help the team out.
I immediately texted Nick when I saw that, and Nick was like, "That's Cable. That's just like Cable. Everybody's got a Cable." I was like, "I know," but man, that was a butt whooping. I mean, you thought they were gonna let them back in it, and they were like, "Nope, no sir, nope, not happening."
Mm-mm.
So how much does that call us, by the way? We're going to take a lot of calls today, at least three.
Don't lie.
888-855-2297. Call us. How much does that help the Cowboys that was that physical of a game, both physically and then mentally them getting beat? Will that carry over? That'd be like a little bit of a hangover for them coming into this week, the Eagles?
I'm going to let you know, because I'm going to be straight into the button. No. This is the NFC East game. I think Philadelphia knows how important this game is. And I think the Cowboys definitely know how important this game is. The 49ers gave you a chance. You're continuing winning. And the 49ers gave you a chance to get this thing tied up. That is just my take on it. Mm-hmm. I've been in physical games like that week in, week out. Jesse been in physical games week in and week out. It's about the mindset. You're in the middle of the grind of the season. You have to lock in and know what you can do. Now, it does not hurt that this game was physical for Philadelphia, but now do you have the same team and same mindset to go and do what they did? You got to understand, when I'm listening to this game, when I'm out in the yard listening to this game, Philly didn't score. Philly, and I'm talking about touchdown, 6-6. And I'm saying, just still one touchdown gives them the lead. Next thing I look over and I hit score. I'm like, it's 7-6. Philly's down. And there's something about this offensive coordinator. He will never forget the Super Bowl. He will never forget what happened to him. Since then, he has been doing that same thing when having a full, healthy team to other people. So now Jess is going to put it. I just gave you the quick summary. Jess is going to lay it on real thick and nice.
Lay it on us, Jess.
Lay it on us.
Thick and nice.
Yeah, we like that.
Lay it on us, Jess.
Just had a TP flashback. I totally forgot the question.
Does a physical game like that benefit the Cowboys? Does it beat the Eagles up with them coming in here? Or is it just like, is it not? Or do we overplay that?
They got beat up, and the Cowboys had a three-day break. That's got to help.
Yeah, but are the Cowboys going to be as physical? That's the question,
okay.
Right? Because if you're not physical, then it, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're going to play a finesse game, if your game is built on finesse and style, and then that doesn't make a difference to them, because they're like, what? The Niners punch, like, the Niners keep punching you, right? They don't stop. They're like Donkey Kong.
Ugh.
Yeah, they're like Donkey Kong just beating you on the top of your head. And
barrels rolling over.
Right.
Keep coming down.
Yeah. And so if... Does it help the Cowboys? I mean, they didn't lose anybody significantly. I know Jalen Hurts had went off concussion protocol and came back into the game. But if the Cowboys were a physical football team, because I think now they're both going to kind of, you know, get a chance to get a little bit. The Cowboys got a little bit more rest, but the Cowboys have to come out and be physical. And then that can wear them down. But if you don't come out and be physical – and this is just a finesse thing, then it doesn't bother them at all. It's you got to be able to come out and put more body shots, more, you know, rib shots, more kidney shots, and wear these guys down. But if you come out and you're just an aerial attack and it's a back and forth thing, then
okay. Well, so last year we joked because they were like, oh, we're gonna be physical now. We're going into the 49ers game.
They got they were trying to be physical with a team that they can't physically match.
So now are they like gonna suddenly turn it on and be physical against the Eagles? Can you do that as a team?
It's not okay. So in the style of play and what you want to go about your business, like right, like if you're trying to kind of like, you know, let's run the football, let's get some tough yards, let's lean on them a little bit. Then that you're not going to be, because who you are as an identity is not a physical football team, right? The Niners are a physical, right. They all walk, let me just say, they walked in all black, right? Yeah. Like as a team, right? When you see Christian McCaffrey and Debo and Trent, then Debo was like pregame in black Air Force Ones. And the black community, let you guys know, you two guys. And Nate, too, because sometimes, you know, Nate will tell you in a second, I'm black, but I don't live with the – no. In the black community, when you put on all black Air Force Ones – see, I got on white ones today. Mm-hmm. Just out of – you know, I got on white ones. White ones are cool.
Mm-hmm.
Black ones mean you choose violence.
Mm.
Wow.
It's I don't care about the person standing across from me.
Okay.
That's the mentality that they went into that game with, black Air Force Ones. And – If you're not bringing that level as a whole, see, it's what we get into this whole physical thing. We go, well, Micah's physical. Yeah, Micah's physical. their identity is I'm going to beat the hell out of you. George Kittle is physical. Trent Williams is physical. They even turned Ed McCaffrey's son into a physical dude. Debo Samuel's physical. Brandon Ayuk's physical. Right? Like they. And then,
well, I mean, you know you're in trouble when they bring the boombox out.
Yeah.
And the guy that's leading them now is Trent Williams, an offensive lineman. The offensive linemen don't ever say anything, and he's out there leading the charge and the chants and the singing. And then
had
just
Jalen Carter about to cry.
Most people
had him crying. Had Jalen Carter crying.
Like, big Jalen, like, Coach, he talked about me, Coach. This ain't Bama, son. It's a little bit deeper than Bama. You know?
But the Cowboys decided when they come out and play a physical football game and lean and wear down the Eagles, then you can say, all right, when the game gets in the fourth quarter,
we'll see.
Would you call the Eagles a physical team?
Oh, yeah. I think their style, and that's what I know I keep bringing the Niners back into it, and please, fans, don't kill me, but that's what made even that Niners game such a dominant game because you went up against another physical, and early in that game, Philly's physical front was winning the battle. And then they decided no more.
Yeah. The head coach say, I've seen enough and my scheme is in place. Let's go.
And it was just quick, fast, boom, boom, boom. So yeah. So I mean, We hope that that team got beat up by the Niners and they're tired and wore out. But again, this is a different ball game, man. It's NFC East.
And the Cowboys, I'm telling you, that's why I kept saying keep winning, Cowboys. Keep winning, because now, thanks to the accumulation of all those physical games, all those comebacks, all that exertion, all that adversity that Philadelphia played through, it kind of caught up with them at the right time. Now the Cowboys are sitting right because they kept winning.
Mm-hmm.
So now all this stuff we've been talking about, and Jesse saying, hey, fellas, you may want to save a few work days this week.
I'm going to save a few padded practices.
Here it goes. Man, we finna have some fun this week.
Wow.
We finna have some fun. And the only way it can be complete is the Cowboys cannot lose. If the Cowboys cannot lose. That's all I'm going to tell you. This is going to be a fun week.
So question for you guys, you two that have played the game, you guys.
And you too. I mean, he's a World Series winner. He's a World Series winner.
There's a difference between having attitude and being physical, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like the Cowboys started getting a little bit of attitude last week. Dak with the bow up and the in whatever Adam's face. And
yeah, okay.
Ferguson,
I got you. I got you.
Up, right?
Like, I'm tracking you.
They're getting a little bit of
you tracking
bow my chest
you.
Out, right?
Yeah.
Right.
But they still haven't really big boyed a team around and been physical. Can sometimes that follow a little bit of swagger, like you're like, all right,
fake it till you make it.
Or is it one of those deals where you're either
fake it till you make it,
you're born physical and like you either are or you're not, or can you work up to that?
Fake it till you make it.
can you do it?
I know you're trying to ignore me now.
You know what I'm saying, Jesse? Like,
fake it till you make it.
Like, we saw a little bit of attitude, which we haven't seen, right? Can that lead into
you are you,
because
you
I
are.
Think Ferguson's physical. I yeah, think Mike is physical, but as a whole, I don't know if this
will
team
Will Ferg
is
punch somebody in the face?
I think he would.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I do.
I don't.
We interviewed him, and I got
the let me ask you this question. Nate to go on to what Jesse said, you think Trent Williams will punch somebody in the face? Trent Williams would punch somebody in the face because he has punched somebody in the face.
It's documented.
Yeah.
So yes, you can carry swagger, right? Mm-hmm. But it's.
But you can't take it on and off.
You know, like.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You gotta like that's
who you are.
That's who you are. Like, which one is it? It's either you're the mild mannered or you're the over the top. Like, it is. It's. I don't know how to put it, but you just.
You either are or you're not.
You either are or you're not. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, the bouncing back and forth between. Because trying to be something you're not is exhausting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it is. Oh,
right?
It is.
And then when you have to go into a place of physicalness and ferociousness, that physically wears you out if that's not who you are.
Not how you made up. Mm-hmm. I get that.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Like
Ferg is like that.
Like you've been Ferg in, is like you've that. Been in, you've been in and around like MMA fighters.
Mm-hmm.
A different mindset, mm-hmm. right? Like their mindset is, it's a little bit warped. You know what I mean?
Let me ask you this here. I know I'm a fake MMA because as soon as the person hit me, I'm going to be like, no more.
But not Prime Nate.
Yeah. No, Prime Nate would have been ready.
That's what I'm saying.
For whatever you want to do.
That's what I'm saying. There's a difference.
Now.
Even those guys, though, they'll face, you know, they move up in a class and they got another big dog coming at them and then maybe they're not as
but
tough.
But they're all alphas. Everyone.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
You don't talk any of those guys down. If you do, it's like, okay, stand up and there's very few words. Right. On the street, I'm talking about even on the street. Yeah, that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. It's like
you had so, yeah, to stop with that hope stuff, man. Because Jesse got an answer for it.
Nah, like this. I'm not going to until I see it. Until it's a consistent thing for me. This isn't a physical football.
Feel us.
Now.
Feel us.
They don't have to be
right
if their style wins. If my finesse, perfect example, Niners, Cowboys of the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
You had one physically brute, strong team in the Cowboys, mm-hmm. and you had the West Coast finesse of the Niners.
Mm-hmm.
And until they figured it out how to defeat that, the Niners were the class of the league because that finesse style, they just did it better than any. It was like, oh, you want a punch? Cool. Oh, you missed me. Oh, you missed me.
Right.
Touchdown.
70 yards.
And they swing it, and they George Foreman. Oh, and Muhammad Ali is doing this, mm-hmm. right? And they win. But then eventually they figured out, okay, maybe we don't have to go wide on the haymaker. Right. Maybe we just hit
straight
him with a
jab.
Bah! Yeah. And we caught him. Mm-hmm. Now we got him. So if the Cowboys don't have to be, and I would even say, I don't even want them to be. I want you to do what you do at the absolute maximum that you can do it. Be the very best high-flying, finesse team that you have to be. And then every now and again, you can have a component of a Ferg that may be the physical one of the group, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe the crazy one of the group. But when you go and play their game, you can't win that their game. You're just not built to win that game. You have to position yourself to make them play your game. Right? Like that, like that's the game that you have to make them play. Now the thing that I feel, this is like Niners talk, the thing I fear about the Niners, they can play any game you want to play. They can get physical. But like for Philadelphia, it's, and that's what happened. The Cowboys played their game the last time they played Philadelphia, and it worked. It worked. It worked. Now, what they have to clean up is the discipline stuff. Right? The attention to detail. Because what they wanted to do actually worked. The receivers, the quarter, it worked. Now go and finish the deal. Now this is the part that's when you talk about undisciplined football teams or teams who come up short in those areas, it's either you coach it or you allow it.
Mm-hmm.
They have to get better in those moments. The stepping out of bounds, the not getting into the end zone, the being on the 2-yard line, and then penalty, 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 penalty. Now you're on the 26-yard line. Mm-hmm. Those things in a football game with a team that is equally matched or better than you,
there it is,
will be the death of you. So for the Cowboys, you don't have to worry about being physical, but you do have to worry about being attention to detail and whatever your scheme is. You gotta work that
force
thing.
Force your will on it.
You gotta work that thing to perfection, to its utmost and precise optimal ability.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you something, man.
Tell us before we go to break.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And we need to go to break because I'm getting excited, but I know we got to wait a couple of days before we get excited. So, good stuff, Jess.
You can be excited now.
Yeah, no, man. Because hey, bro, I'm ready. This is what I.
This your week.
We gonna feel hanging with the boys.
You gonna participate this week?
Oh, all week long.
Finally,
all week long. No, you finally, man.
We missed you the last.
Now, I miss you. I miss you. I miss you, bro. I miss you, Jess. I miss you, Kurt.
We here.
Yeah, no, man.
Hopefully, we got some calls. We get to talk to some folks when we come.
Oh,
back.
We gonna go to calls?
Yeah.
Are you telling the truth?
Yes.
No. Okay.
On the people show.
Okay. All right.
In the break. Fall is here, and that means football is back, bringing all the delicious game day foods with it. As you prep for all the big games, tailgates, and watch parties, let Yo Quiero be your one-stop destination for all things home gating. Yo Quiero's fresh, flavorful, ready-to-serve guacamole, made with real Hass avocados, will score taste bud touchdowns as you cheer on the Cowboys. Yo Quiero's wide range of mouth-watering and versatile products can be found in your local grocery store's produce or deli section. Grab some today.
Star Sports Tours is the only official fan travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys, offering exclusive game weekend travel packages with pregame sideline access and photo ops with current players, cheerleaders, and Cowboy legends. You want to stay at a team hotel, attend the best tailgate party in Texas, tour the Star, and talk X's and O's with me, Everson Walls? With Star Sports Tours, you can. Visit CowboysTravel.com. to book your travel package today.
SeatGeek has your back, no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-em-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection. And sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to the second
segment of the show. Yes, to the Hanging with the Boys. We hanging this week, man.
Each and every second segment is brought to you by blockchain.com. Thank you, blockchain.com. All right, let's go to the phones.
I mean, we
hanging,
boy.
Who we got, Chris?
We got Shamar in Dallas.
Come on with Shamar.
Shamar, what's happening?
Shalimar.
What's up? How y'all doing?
We're all good. Right.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I just got like two questions wrapped up really into one. So I know Jalen Tolbert has been taking advantage of his snaps, basically. And while another is decreasing, is there any way we can see like Martavius Bryant start getting worked in? I listen every day, and I love listening to you guys as well.
So let me ask you a question before you go. What do you think Martavius Bryant would bring to this roster that we don't have out there right now?
I really think more length. I see Michael Gallup, like, not contributing because, I mean, he's much smaller. I think maybe physicality. I don't know.
This ain't that time of year, sir. You got to know. This is the grind time, and you can't play games. What you have is what you got, and you got to go with what you have. I got to trust the coaches enough to know if Martavius Bryant was that guy, they would have him out there. And I'm not saying they won't as the year go on, but right now you got to rock. You're in the heart of your schedule. And to guess is not a good thing, not right about now. You got to know who you are and what you're trying to accomplish. And I'm not saying he won't get on the field, and maybe Jess can add a little more.
No, I thought that was perfectly put. I just thought that maybe you saw something, or you were like, you know what, we can add this component that would help us out. I think this receiving core right now, when you see the emergence of Brandon Cooks happening, what CeeDee Lamb has been already, and then now Jake Ferguson as your third option, I think everything else is there. And to Nate's point, when you get to this portion of the season, adding guys in who don't know your system, who's still trying to figure things out, there may be a future here for Martavius Bryant. But I also don't want people to take what Martavius Bryant was 5 years ago. Like, that's a big thing. When Martavius, 5 years is a very long time not to be in this league. Like it's one thing for a year, maybe even a year and a half, 5 years from not playing in this league, that's a lot. And it takes a lot to knock that rust off, to put you back in a place where you can go out there and compete, man.
How long has Dez been out?
Appreciate you, man. Thank you for the call.
Don't
when was his last year?
Probably 18, 19, 17, 18.
Yeah, so that'd be like he's been out as long as Dez has. Mm-hmm. It seems like Dez has been out for 10 years almost.
Speaking of Tolbert and Gallup, is Gallup starting to become a progress stopper?
No. Gallup's done. This is courtesy. Okay. This is on your way out. We're going to try to give you a couple more snaps here and there just to kind of make you thank you for your services. He's done. Okay. He's done.
Next call, baby.
What was that you said? you got to rock with what you got. And you got to.
I was just talking that before.
I know, but I was like, wait a minute, that's like a song. You said you got to rock with what you got.
Yeah.
And
slang what you bring.
I don't know.
Hey, can we get to the next caller? See you. Come on, man.
Chris.
Yeah, come on. Slang what you bring. Chris? Hey, I'm out of that business.
Chris Beam.
You ready?
Yeah, man.
I'm sorry, Craig in Columbus, Ohio.
Craig in Columbus. What's up, man?
Rock with it, baby.
Hey, guys. Hey, you know, us fans from back in the 90s are still waiting for our Deep Blue series on Big Nate Newton.
Oh, the Deep Blue.
It's coming, sir, but what we worry about these Cowboys and Eagles, Come on. Let's go. Okay.
You said talk to Nate.
Did you hear that?
Okay,
he
so
just
Nate,
committed
so
to
I,
you.
Nate, no,
he
I didn't. Got something for you.
Okay, sir.
I know you know Mr. Jones very well.
Yes, sir.
Can we get Mr. Charles Haley as a security advisor on the sideline?
No, sir.
Yeah.
No, sir. No, sir.
Negative.
We the other guy just got tossed out. We don't be needing bailing folks out of jail for. Nah, we don't need that guy.
I make you wear shoes on the sidelines.
Yeah, he ain't going to come out there and flip flaps or barefooted. We don't need that.
Me and my family flew down last year for the Bengals game, and I tell you what, I love the energy at the stadium. It's just, I mean, I don't know if it's better than going to an Ohio State game because, I mean, it was so rowdy. It was awesome.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Yeah, at this rate, Ohio State ain't going to have any players to play next year.
Believe me, Ohio State's still in, too.
Ohio
State is still in, too. Believe that.
Thank you, man. We appreciate the call.
Next.
Thank you.
Next. Shannon said we're going to call.
Let's go. Who we got, Chris?
Put Chris. I have to switch the lines.
Put him to work today.
Bob in the Rio Grande Valley.
Bob.
Rio Grande.
How them burgers?
Hey, guys. It's a great show. It's Nate.
Yes, sir.
Glad to see you're fired up.
I'm ready, bro. I've been waiting for 4 weeks, man.
Hey, listen, I got one question for you.
Okay.
I enjoyed the beatdown yesterday God, I tell you what, it hurt me. It hurt me to root for that damn bunch from Frisco, but I did it. I couldn't hardly go to sleep last night. I was beating myself up so damn bad. But anyway, it's probably too late this year for the coaching staff to really wake up. But we got a running back sitting on the bench that we're not using. It would be great in the short yardage situations. He's a great blocker. If you watched what he did at North Dakota State up there, and I'm talking about Hunter Lipke, this guy is a Marion Barber just waiting to be unleashed.
They will unleash him at the right time, sir.
Yeah.
But they're going to go.
They're going to release him to the street.
They're going to unleash him. No,
I'm sorry.
I'm serious.
You didn't deserve that.
They're going to unleash him at the right time. They will. I promise you. Just be patient.
No, they're
like
not.
Like all of us.
Nate's lying to you. They're not going to release
sir,
him.
Sir, when next year, he'll be one of the guys, Mike McCarthy, saying, hey, we got him. Now, he may not play but 6 or 7 plays a game. He got to take advantage of it. Some players come slow like that. I'm serious now. I'm telling you, he'll get 2 or 3 more reps next year, but not this year.
Hey, I appreciate you guys taking my call.
All right.
But keep up the great attitude the whole damn week because we're going to kick some Eagles' butts.
Yes, sir.
Have a great one.
Thank you,
yo,
sir.
Yo, Jesse was waiting for that other one.
I thought he was going to say the A-word. I didn't.
Yeah. He cussed once and then he held back on the last one.
Let's go, so baby. Let's go.
You don't think?
Hunter got 11 snaps last week. Rico Dowdle got 16.
What?
The thing is, if he has anything to offer Mike McCarthy, we'll find
him. You got 11 snaps to do what?
Block.
It's okay.
All right, Chris, give us one more before we go to break.
We got Philippe in France.
Hey!
Bonjour.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Bonjour.
How are you?
I'm fine. I'm sure DQ and his D feel kind of humiliated after Seattle put so many points on them at home. I noticed when the D had a bad outing a week. The week later, they were on the P's and Q's. My early score is Dallas 38, 14. Have happy holidays to you all, and go Cowboys. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, 38-14.
38-14.
He lost me. That first sentence.
What is he? Yeah, he kind of went real Philippe then. That first.
He has a high score. 38-14. We appreciate the call, Philippe. We always do.
Yeah,
brother.
We do, man.
All the way from France.
I always look for Shannon to help me out.
Trying to decipher the first part.
We were all looking at each other like, well, okay, what was that first part?
Bonjour. I mean, you gave the French. So what did he say?
French, Kurt?
Hello.
Well, no, I'm saying, no, not what you said, what he said.
Oh, I didn't catch it. Yeah. I don't know the French that much. So.
I think he was saying something about the Seattle was scoring more points. Like, they scored some points against the Cowboys.
Right.
Oh.
I don't know.
Okay.
Sorry, Philippe.
What were you saying, Kurt?
We have a follow-up to the Martavius Bryant quiz. Derek Kahanek tweeted us. He said, Dallas needs a 50-50 guy in the red zone like Dez, and a lot of fans feel like Bryant could be that guy, or is Lamb or Ferg, can they be the Dez 50-50 guy?
Nobody can be the Dez 50-50 guy. That's Dez was special. Yeah.
That was his theme.
Yeah, and maybe Martavius can. You know what I mean?
But a whole roster spot?
But but again, that's what I'm saying. Like, people...
Too late to try that.
This is not Madden, ladies and gentlemen. When you give up a jersey on that 48, they better be able to do something. Mm-hmm. They better be able to contribute in some other areas and just, you know... Because what if the Cowboys never get to a red zone?
Yeah.
Right? What if they never get there? And then if they get there, what if the coverage dictates that they can't throw a 50-50 ball to them? So now you've wasted a roster spot for that game... When you may need a linebacker, or Hunter Lipsky might be
special teams.
Might be in the
Bryant's
mix.
Probably not playing special
teams. He ain't playing no special team. I don't know where he's going to play. Like, his career has never played special teams. And so that's what I'm saying. Like, we at times, fans have these fantasy football-type thoughts of what to do with him. But you have to understand the greater scheme of what goes into picking 48 guys to get jerseys on Sunday. And if 50-50 red ball is the only thing he's going to really be doing because he doesn't quite understand the complexity of the offense right now. Because putting him in the – like Martavius Bryant, he isn't good enough to where you just adjust. Where you just say, hey, he doesn't quite fully know just yet, but we're going to put him in there anyway, help him in the huddle. He ain't that good.
Yeah.
He ain't that good. You know what I'm saying? That's like if Mike Evans came over here, then we'll adjust. We'll adjust to Mike Evans. We'll adjust if a player like that came over to our team. But for Martavius, it's more so, hey, come in, learn, continue to get in football shape, continue to get an understanding of what we're doing, and we're going to figure out a place for you at some point in time between now and the start of next year.
So all right. Him and the new quarterback can work out together.
Trey Lance. Yeah.
There you go. Off season. All right, let's take our last break when we come back. The of last course. Segment.
More calls.
888-855-2297. See you in a minute. Bye.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With Blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at blockchain.com.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection. And sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-em-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek. geek, you're a ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
James Wright here, your 2022 Dallas Cowboys Fan of the Year. You know how much I love my Cowboys, and I am thrilled to be talking to you about the 2023 Fan of the Year Award presented by Captain Morgan. We're looking for the ultimate Cowboys fan to spice up the game. That means you eat, sleep, and breathe the Dallas Cowboys. If that's you, or if you know someone like me, then go to DallasCowboys.com/fan of the year and you could win tickets to Super Bowl 58 and so much more. Enter today.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to the last segment of Hanging with the Boys, the final segment of this Monday, this beautiful Monday afternoon. It's Eagles Week, and each and every third segment is brought to you by Jigsaw, the official dating partner of the Dallas Cowboys. Who we got on the phone, Chris?
We got Eric in North Carolina.
Hey!
Hey.
What's up, man? What's for lunch?
We had a taco bar at work today. We did like a taco nacho bar. It was pretty good, too. I think some of the best avocado sauce you'll ever have in your life.
Are you more of a street taco guy or like a restaurant crunchy taco guy?
I want my taco to come from someone who does not speak any English whatsoever, if that makes sense.
So you want a taco to come from speak no English. That's funny.
No English, yes.
Dude, they got some gas station spots around Dallas that like legit tacos.
And I'll have it. Yes,
talk
sir.
Is a trash.
Yeah, I just can't say what's up, you guys, man. Been a while. What's up, Kurt? What's
hey,
up, Nate? What's up?
You the man.
Y'all guys are holding it down, doing a top-notch job as usual. I'm gonna be very quick. I just want to say that I feel very good that we're gonna pretty much beat these guys handily this week. We are a much different team now than we was the last time we faced them. And something is wrong with this team. I don't know if it's the two coordinators that they lost. I don't know if it's Jalen Hurts' knee. Something is not completely on with this team. And I think we're going to expose him when we get him in our house. I tell you what, number 39 for the Eagles, if Mike ain't drawn up plays for that guy, I don't know what to do. He is bottom of the barrel trash. I really feel like we're going to beat him 34-20 or something like that. But I'm giving us a 10-point spread on those guys. I think we got them, man. And that's all I got to say. Cowboys for life. And I'll talk to you guys later. Woo!
Man.
I hear you, Ric Flair.
Man, Eric's fired up.
We get another call, man. He did it all. So another call. What's up, baby? One more
Chris,
now.
Chris, we got another one?
Yeah, we got Ryan in Michigan.
What's up, Ryan?
Hey, how you doing
Wolverines,
today?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good. Hey, just wanted to tell you a little story. My dad told me, I'll make it quick, Nate. He said when he was on defense and football, knew they were playing a – aggressive offensive line, that a lot of times his coach would tell him the first defensive play, we're going to do a coordinated jump off sides and just knock these guys on their butts in front of us on the offensive line. And then I heard a guy on the storyline earlier call and say, hey, let's work on the tush push and line up. And instead of waiting for them to hike the ball, let's all just jump off sides and knock them backwards a couple feet. And then do that. And if they're on a, for instance, a first and goal where they're more than likely going to make it, let's take the half a yard and knock them on their butts. So I just wanted to know if there's any rules against that or if that's something that we could maybe do just to make them a little jumpy when they go to make that push.
Sir, I'm going to tell you something. You're a grown man. You jump offside, and that man take it the wrong way, and you ain't ready built for that right there. I had a guy do me like that one time, and I just said, son, you did this too early in the game. I beat him half to death. Yeah, you don't want to do that on Trent. You don't want to do that on – you know, I'm serious. You mess around and get the wrong guy.
That's San Fran. I'm talking about Philly.
Yeah, but I'm just saying Trent is always going to pop to my mind.
But also, you have to understand, when you begin to play dirty
– yes.
Your quarterback got to get lined up too.
Thank you.
Like, and that's the other side of it. Yeah, there is no rules – against you jumping off sides and knocking the hell out of the guy in front of you. But just know that the defense, their defense, is on the sideline watching you do something to their offensive line slash quarterback. And you now have to line up and have your quarterback at some point in time possibly be impacted by this.
What's the right tackle for Philadelphia?
Lane Johnson?
Yeah, yeah. Ain't too many guys can deal with Lane. Even the guy that had the better of him against the 49ers had to fight every inch of the way. So like, when you do that right there, I had a dude cheap shot. Troy, it was a New York Giants game. And I just looked at him. I said, sir, I ain't calling him out his name. I said, from this point on, you know your knees ain't safe. Mm-hmm. You better jog to the sideline because I'm going to hit you in your back. And he thought I was joking about a quarter in. Ref, you need to watch number 61. I'm saying, nah, you weren't saying that. So, sir, when you emphasize that right there, that's Bush League is what we're trying to tell you.
Yeah.
That's little boy style. Mm-hmm. And I guess you say you did it when you was a kid, so.
Yeah, no, that yeah. In this league, you might get off on somebody else, but trust and believe you me, for the rest yeah. of the game, they looking at
yeah.
their teammates and that player, they're looking to get their get back too. So
yeah.
it's better just kind of just – it's one thing to beat a man. Like, if I just beat you up, like, and it's – we right
yeah.
here,
yeah.
then you know what? You tip your cap to the dude and you say, I'll see you again.
Right.
But when you start doing the dirty stuff and guys start watching it, there's some guys on that team that's like, yes. you know what?
Isn't there like a level of – like, there are some dirty players, right?
It is.
Do, but – for the most part, there's a level of respect that you're all out there, and every play you're putting your body on the line. You don't need to really try to harm someone like within the boundaries of the rules. But to go out and do something like that, there's kind of a level of like gentleman. Right.
And that's when you do stuff like that, that's when it goes left.
Yeah.
Because like I said, there is a unspoken rule that when we get on this field, my objective is to take your head off. Your objective is to take my head off. And in between there, we stop each other from trying to do it. Mm-hmm. You're going to win some reps, I'm going to win some reps, right? But we understand that. But if you take it and you make it a dirty play, yeah. or you take it and you do something outside of the realm of us competing mm-hmm. hard, all right, now everything is – now I'm purposefully trying to fall on your knee. Or now I am hog-tying and twisting your ankle. And that's what you don't want – again, because if you're a defensive line and you do that to their offensive line, you know, and you hurt their quarterback or hit their quarterback, I'm telling you, there's guys on that sideline, that defensive sideline, that's looking and go, all right, now I'm gonna bear roll when I get near that quarterback and hopefully catch his knee, or yeah. now when I pull him down, they're running back, I'm twisting his ankle up. So you just don't. It's just not necessary.
I had a buddy that played small college football. He was a guard, but he was a small guard, and he had to block some guy one day. It was huge. You know, he had no chance. So he was doing every dirty book thing, everything yeah. he could, you know, punching everything,
right.
everything he could do. Guy kept, you know, all right, let's go. Towards the end of the game, the two linemen literally took a shoulder and picked him up, and the cornerback came in and just. Blasted him.
Mm.
I thought, right. yeah, I'm glad I'm not playing that game.
Tush pushed him from the front.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chris.
I remember them. But them dirty plays don't ever add up. They don't. You don't. At the end of the day, you never win.
What's the dirtiest play each one of you guys have ever had against you? Can you remember a dirty play against you where you were just like that?
It's against Troy or Emmett. You know, like I said, the worst that ever happened to me is a dude – for the Washington Commanders want to spit on folks. You know, that right there, I want to have it. I still ain't having it. Man, that spit on
did you
a
really
–
because you always say whenever you have these stories
– he cuss folks out.
I was going to say, you always say, sir? Yeah.
No. That the only way I could get their attention, it wasn't going to be like, Jesse, no, sir. And, you know, for some reason, sir, make people look you in the eyes.
it might have started with sir, but it ended with, mother, blah, I'm going to take your blah, blah.
If I was getting ready to fight, I was getting ready to go at somebody, I did not want no cussing because everybody out there cussing. I wanted you to know that this was different.
Yeah.
I'm more respectful with you,
bro. Do not spit on me. If you spit on me, I'm going to blow your knee out. Oh, I'm going to chase you down and beat you. And then the dude be looking at me, okay, all right, we'll see. I say, sir, and it will not end I'm following you to the locker room. We're going to finish this. I said, don't take your helmet off. I'm letting you know, don't take your helmet off. Like, you for real. Like, yeah, if you spit on me, I'm for real, bro. Come on, man. You were
You ever been cheap shotted?
Yeah, I've been hitting up, you know.
Special teams is ugly.
In the hanging?
Yeah.
In the hangings?
Yeah, definitely.
Who got you in the hangings, man?
Man, in college, who else got me?
Wow.
Against the Patriots. It was a 50 number.
Right.
Yeah, he...
While you were running?
No, while we were on the ground. Like,
oh, in the, oh. Yeah, in the pile. I heard there's some dirty stuff goes on in the pile, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad I was... The only thing I used to, man, get off me.
it was somebody I heard on the radio a couple of weeks ago. It was like late night. It was a national that was playing, and I want to say it was like Sean Salisbury or somebody like that. And they talked about he was getting in the pile, and he said he went to go do something dirty. Said he went to go kind of like grab a dude by the by the private part.
Right.
And he said, "What did I just grab?"
Yeah,
and he said, man, it felt like a small arm. He said, what did I just grab? He's like, you grabbed my... He's like...
Who are you, sir?
He's like, that's... He said, it felt like a small arm. I said,
surprise.
Yeah.
How'd y'all feel before we get out of here about the college football playoff? Any surprise? Were you surprised?
Me, it didn't surprise me. And I tell people, If your team made it, stop crying. And what I mean by that is I'm hearing everybody talking about, well, Florida's if your team made it, be happy your team's in it.
Yeah.
Now next year we won't even, you know, like Brody said on the show earlier, it'll be the 13th team hollering. But if your team didn't make it, you can scream. But if your team made it, shut up. Just be happy you in there. Because this is the last year this is like this.
I'm an ACC representative, right? So to not have – and I get it. Like, it wasn't a shock that they didn't get in.
Right.
Yeah, because not a better team, but
– yeah, but you win the you tell me I'm in a Power 5 conference, you tell me I win my conference championship, and then you tell me a one-loss team gets in?
Mm-hmm. And what cracks me up is everybody keeps saying next year's going to be different. It ain't gonna be doing different.
No, nope,
on the outside they're gonna be like, no, we should have got in.
But the deal is, next year you'll be able to lose your conference championship.
That's
and
true,
still
yeah.
get in.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be different because you're gonna lose your conference. Georgia, Bama, Georgia, Florida, Clemson, Florida State.
No, Georgia, Bama, Texas. Remember, yeah, Texas.
But I'm just saying,
to the SEC next
year, and that'll be an at large bit. The conference, if you get to the conference games, I think you'll get in. Now, it could be different, and that'll be a discussion for next year. But I promise you, like right here, the four teams that's in are nice.
Yeah.
You know,
but
teams that in are nice.
But it goes against what the purpose of it was.
The four best teams get in.
Yeah, well, one of the best teams was Florida State.
Yeah.
They won their conference championship. They didn't lose a game this season.
I beg to differ.
Now, the business side of it says, Florida State doesn't make any
the
sense.
The only thing that matters,
have an SEC.
And they're getting it put in place, the only thing that matters is what the Pac-10 and the SEC thinks. Everybody else is a part of it. That is, when you get down to the nuts and bolts of this, the Pac-10 the Big Ten and the SEC has been masterminding this for years, and it's now coming to
fruition.
Thank you. That's the only thing gonna count. Everybody else is just gonna be a part of it. I promise you. In 4 or 5 years, Big Nate, man, he ain't always just joking, because that's just how it's gonna be. And I'm gonna pull a 1, 2, 3.
Since we're talking about hypotheticals, if Deion was the head coach of Florida State, you think they would have put them in?
Yep.
That's a good hypothetical.
If they wouldn't, sure. I would have been sitting here like Jesse. I'm going to come point.
I'm the ACC guy.
News if you want it.
What did you say? Breaking news?
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Shaq Leonard is going to sign with
Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, got him.
There you go.
We all was a consensus on that, right, when he left?
Yeah, we all was consensus on that.
Good show, fellas. Good seeing you, Nate. Good seeing you, Jesse. Kirk, good seeing you. Chris, thanks for keeping us on the air. Jazz, thanks for keeping.
Jazz didn't even bring the lotion.
Chris Company and didn't bring.
Should have been in here.
Oh, he is. You bring the whole bottle because.
No, I'm going back in the yard. Yeah. Right. Love y'all, man.
Josh,
be good.
Thanks for keeping us on the air. We'll be back tomorrow.
These Cowboys, man.
More
Phil.
Calls?
Sure.
Tune in and figure it out. Bye.
Now you feel how that table just shook?
Yeah. Don't break my table.
Phil, these Cowboys. We shaking the world.
A production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys?